Support for Food for Thought comes from the Olympia Farmers Market, celebrating more than three decades with fresh flowers and more. Local produce, eggs, bread, fish, meats, and cheeses. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 3. Information at OlympiaFarmersMarket.com.
Okay, Nancy, here's the thing that I really don't understand. A lot of people really feel uncomfortable when dining alone in a restaurant, when engaged in unaccompanied ingestion in a public eating place. And I do not understand why, because I don't mind it a bit.
I love it. In fact, Stein, as much as I love you, I would rather sit alone when I'm dining out than be sitting with you at dinner.
Well, you know, Nancy, same to you,
hon. No, but I wanted to talk to you about this because this past week, I had the opportunity to go back to a restaurant I love that is near impossible to get into. That's the Walrus and the Carpenter. It's a little oyster bar in Ballard. And I had dropped some friends off downtown. I had a couple of free hours. It was about 5:30. And I thought, you know, I know. I'll just go stop. I bet I can get one seat. And therein lies the beauty of dining out alone. And I found this out no matter where I travel, and certainly here in the Seattle area. If you want to go to a restaurant where you think that you'll never get a seat, if there's a counter or a bar where they serve, you almost always can get one seat, or if you wait just a little while. But the best part about sitting alone is you're never alone when you're sitting alone in
because you're there with other people who are alone.
That's right. And in this particular case, I ended up yakking with a woman on my left and a guy on my right, and they were solo diners themselves who had come in, I think it turns out, about an hour before I got there. And they had eaten a ton, they both said later. We started talking. We started sharing food. They ordered more food. We started sharing with the guys that came in after us that were sitting down the pike a bit, and I can't remember the last time I had such a good time in a restaurant.
It was just like at this impromptu party. It was like some kind of unplanned flash mob at the
absolutely.
At the counter.
And when I got up to leave, there were friends that I hadn't realized that were sitting right behind me. I went to say hello to them. And I said, did you see me sitting there? They said, yes, but you're having so much fun with your friends. I'm like, wait a minute. Those people aren't my friends. You are my friends. This is really what I have to say to people. Stop being shy about going out by yourself.
Women seem to be more uncomfortable even than men at doing this, those who are uncomfortable. Do you think that's true? And if so, why would that be?
Well, I'd like to think that that's not so true anymore. And I think that one of the wonderful things about how restaurants often have communal tables and bars and counters where you can now eat, where it's not like it used to be, what is a woman doing sitting at a bar?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think there's we don't have that much of that. And I think cocktail culture has changed, and physically eating at a bar in a restaurant has changed. People are actually there to get something to eat and drink. They're not there to get picked up necessarily. yeah, but that works too. I think that as a woman, I never feel odd about going in and sitting down in a good restaurant. And I'm glad that there are so many places now and so many different opportunities for me to do that.
When you were doing restaurant reviews and you were going anonymously, did you go alone often or did you bring a beard with you? You
know, No, I didn't. I didn't wear a beard, nor did I bring a beard. But I love to go out to eat by myself as a restaurant critic. I think that many critics will say that if we have the opportunity, as I did, to go out numerous times to the same restaurant, I always liked one of those times, if I could arrange it, to be alone.
Well, leaders, what about you? Are you at all self-conscious about going to eat alone in a restaurant? Do you feel worse at a table than at a counter? And Nancy, you're putting up your finger. What did you want to add?
I'd be curious to know where people like to go when they like to go out alone.
Yeah, let us know. Go to kplu.org, click on Food for Thought, and tell all. I'm Dick Stein.